Lachlan Jones's neighbour heard him banging around her washhouse on the night the three-year-old went missing. Her recollection was hours after his mother and stepbrother is accused of killing him. The little boy was found dead in a council sewage pond in Gore in January 2019. Our reporter Tess Brunton is at the inquest into his death in Invercargill.
It was banging and scuffling around in her washhouse that Lockie's neighbour Deborah Thurston can remember from the night he went missing. The three-year-old and his mother had popped in to see her.
She came in and I could hear Lachlan in the washhouse area moving around and Michelle trying to, like, keep hold of him. And she said to me that she couldn't stay, she'd just grab Lockie from outside, but since we're out there, I thought I'd just quickly pop in and say hi.
She says she joined the search for him when Ms. Officer returned to her house. Her testimony was closely examined, with lawyers questioning if she could have been mistaken. Counsel assisting the coroner, Simon Mount Casey, played a part of the 111 call that Lachlan's mum made.
I can't believe you've done this, Debbie. Who's just in your laundry?
Simon Mount asked why she sounded so surprised and if she could have been mistaken about him being in her washhouse earlier that evening.
As you sit here now, are you sure that the sound you heard, beat and the banging and so on, are you sure that that was Lockie, or with the noise of the TV, and how sure are you about that?
99.9%.
In April this year, Deborah Thurston called a senior police officer, telling him she'd found a cannabis butt in her garage on the night Lachlan was found dead, saying Ms. Officer had asked for a puff, they lit it and both had a puff. Ms. Officer has denied this happening on the night he died. She said she later called saying she was confused and it didn't happen on that night, as she was not smoking then because of her job.
I'm unsure. I do recall that happening though, but her walking down my garage, but I'm 99.9% sure that it wasn't the night of Lockie.
Ms. Thurston recalled asking young girls in the yard if they'd seen Lachlan, which one had, and she pointed in the direction he was running, towards Grasslands Road and the sewage ponds. The lawyer for Lachlan's father, Max Simpkins, questioned why she said she'd spoken to three girls in her police statement, but told the inquest there were two girls. She says she never expected his death would go to an inquest, and her statement would be read in court and questioned.
When I was asked these questions, no one said it was a statement to me or anything, so I was very casual in what I was saying. But when it comes to the death or drowning of a child, that's totally different compared to how many wee girls were outside their home playing safely.
She says Lockie was a special boy and she believed his death was a tragic accident. Accusations have been flying since the coronial inquest began. His mother and half-brother have denied they killed Lachlan in the afternoon, stored his body in a freezer and dumped it in a sewage oxidation pond. The inquest continues.